It is time for a look at another one of the recommendations from the jury in the inquest into ending intimate partner violence here in Ontario. With me, as always, to discuss, Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome, Aaron.
Happy to be here.
We are again looking at one of the recommendations to the Government of Canada. We're actually in the last grouping, by the way. This is the last group of recommendations, and as mentioned, going to the Government of Canada. So we are approaching the end here. We are at number 80 of 86. So another milestone for us here, Aaron, as we continue to look at these week after week. Number 80 does say the Government of Canada must consider amendments to the dangerous offender provisions of the Criminal Code or the inclusion of a new classification of offender under that criminal code that better reflects the realities of IPV charges and takes into account risk factors for serious violence and lethality in an IPV context. Now, last week we spoke about including the term femicide in the criminal code. This sounds like, you know, once you put in that term femicide, then you need to add a number of parameters, a number of conditions, a number of situations. This sort of seems like it fits into that particular mold.
Yes, I think that history is an important factor in IPV cases. And I think in many of the femicides that we review and that we look at through the Domestic Violence Death Review Committee and through inquest procedures, I think that history is significant. And I think that if there is going to be a provision and a category related to an offender and how they are labeled, I think it is important that it is called what it is, intimate partner violence, that the risk factors are flagged in that process so that when there's release conditions, when that person becomes in conflict with the law, that those pieces in that distinction of dangerous offender are clear. And the consequences or the steps to take to manage that offender are also clear. We talk a lot about perpetrator engagement. Also, we have during the recommendations, you and I, over the months, and it's important that we connect the dots. It's not about just labeling somebody to be negative in a cycle or in a system. It's about both sides of that. We need to balance perpetrator engagement and changes a perpetrator is making and their directive to make changes with the reality of if that person does become in conflict with the law, that the order related to being a dangerous offender is clear. Much like we're very clear about how we do things with sex offenders, but how we do things with IPV offenders and dangerous offenders are not specific to intimate partner violence. And we need to improve that so that we can always err on this. The reality is we are trying to reduce the likelihood of violence and harm.
When you're dealing with classifications and when you actually have a broader definition, does that help people in, you know, your line of work? And I say that because you serve in so many different capacities, but when you have those definitions that are being brought from above, does it make it slightly easier to say communicate?
I think it does. I think it speaks to the system communications, as we spoke about earlier in terms of the Privacy Commission. I think it makes it easier for us to communicate. I think it makes it easier and more empowering for victims to understand the distinction and to understand the classification and what that means in terms of conditions, what that means in terms of response and response time, and the process for doing so. I think it does improve situation. I mean, we can't rely on any one piece of information in our sector, but I think the more that we work on making sure that those systems that we do navigate and victims navigate are clearer and actually reflect the experiences of victims who are trying to navigate the world and be safer.
All right. Well, it's a work in progress. And we've talked about how we are going to be watching these things closely. And really, as the whole IPV landscape changes, as far as the reaction and the way that it is handled by all levels of government, really, in policing, the courts and so on. Obviously, this is something that we are going to watch roll out over the next little while. And we're very happy to have you guide us through it.
I'm very honored to be engaged in this process with my FM. And honestly, we're at 80. It is, you're right, a milestone. And it's amazing because it means that the community continues to be engaged as well and continues to hear this information. And hopefully it means that it sparks a conversation for somebody else somewhere else and keeps that dialogue moving. And I often do have people who say, listen to you on the radio, you know, heard you and Bob talking about this. And so it's working. And I think that that's the only thing we can count on is each other and working. And in rural communities specifically, when we think about privacy, when we think about dangerous offenders and classification, our communities are relatively small. People know people, people know people's stories, and people connect the dots. It is very important that we keep our processes clean and clear so that we're always focused on the victim in terms of that community safety planning, because we're so small and because people talk. So I think it's really good that we're continuing to move this forward, and I'm honored to be part of this process.
As are we. It's been well over a decade that we've been working together, Aaron, and I don't see that coming to an end anytime soon. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. We will be back with another jury recommendation from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence next week here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.